Well, hello, my lovely human beings, and welcome back or welcome to Ida May's Spiritual Cafe. I am your host, Ida May, and today, huntay, we are going to be discussing Taurus season and what you could expect. So, we're going to jump into a little brief transition tune, and I'll see you very shortly. Well, hello, my lovely human beings, and welcome back or welcome to Ida May's Spiritual Cafe. I am your host, Ida May, and today, today we are going to be discussing Taurus season starting April 19th. So, Taurus season will be starting April 19th, lasting till May 20th. Now, this is going to be ruling our second house, so check out your second house placements and see what you have going on. Now, Taurus is an Earth sign ruling planet, Venus, and during this time, it's going to be focusing around clarity, embracing, evolving to our higher selves. Now, Taurus is a fixed Earth sign, and during this time, it's all about the work you put in is going to be the benefits you will reap. Now, with this energy, you may become a little bit stubborn, but no worries. You're absolutely going to push through it and see the beauty all around you with this start of Taurus season. So the main focuses during this time is going to be really pinpointing around foundation, stability, financial, and this is really going to be giving you that push to chase your dreams and your plans. And as we're leaving Aries season, it's giving us that little extra kick in the ass into Taurus season to really get some, you know, shit going. Now, you will be becoming more aware also of self-worth and paying attention to what might be. It's so much like you're placing attention on, okay, I can't control this, so I'm just going to let it go and focus on what you can control during this season. Now, during this time, small steps forward goals are going to get you there, all right? So, practicing patience and really getting connected with nature as well. So, with the sun in Taurus, this is going to be that time where we're getting more grounded, becoming more patient, connecting with self, getting into that creative energy that also will be coming in with Taurus season, and really using it to our highest good and seeing what we can create with that energy. Now, during this time, you know, take some time, relax, reconnect with the whole process and really enjoy it, because the key themes here with Taurus season is going to be persistence, endurance, and gentleness, because, you know, we have to have that little part where we can, you know, move around with, you know, no harsh judgment on, you know, self. We're taking it easy. Now, during this time, things to think about is like little things that get you excited, simple pleasures, focusing on long-term goals and seeing where that takes you, embracing, you know, self-care, however that may look for you, because it's different for everyone. Now, during this season, do the best you can. What more could you ask for, right? So before we jump on into some more, I do want to recommend some crystals. So some crystals are going to be citrine for clarity and abundance, jade for prosperity and harmony, green aventurine for embracing the change and really, you know, promoting that motivation with clarity and creativity. Now, so as we go into Taurus season here, it's coming in very slow and steady energy, and really using this to stop and look around and admire things, because we're finding beauty in everything. And since Taurus is coming in as this earth sign, we're really coming to, you know, the present moment, connecting with self and seeing the beauty in every little crack, corner, crevice, and crease. Now, during this time, it's like that time where we're enjoying the present moment. And since Taurus is bringing in this energy, it's like we're also connecting with love and sexuality and really embracing that and connecting with loved ones or deepening connections or whatever the case may be, because Taurus is ruled by Venus, you know, the love planet, all right? Now, Taurus season will have us also looking at all different avenues and angles of different perspectives and really looking at all different angles of everything that we're coming in contact with, while also paying mind to what may be causing some type of funky energy and what could be adjusted, and really striding in love and moving forward and through any type of funked out, stinky energy. All right, because it can get stinky out here when it comes to energy. All right. Now, why we're doing this, we're also, you know, giving help and a helping hand, and really like getting into community, helping also with others and lending a hand or a shoulder, you know, do what you can. Now, Taurus is the sign of the bull. So again, this is going to be bringing in determination and that energy of really sturdy and groundedness. Taurus season is all about, you know, action and committing, moving with better habits, plans, and cycles, and moving away from anything that might be bringing you out of the energy that you're, you know, currently on. Anything that you're working on that could be dulling, you know, the energy or bringing too much negativity, this is the time where we're looking and adjusting. So again, you know, you may want to be working on it or letting something go, but again, during this time, there's things that we will be working on, and it's time to get a little bit deeper and create something new. And you could be embracing your authentic self in the same point. And during this time, with Taurus season, it's almost like we're embracing ourselves as well. And it's like we're not really letting any outside noise tell us who, what, where, and who to be during this time. We're really taking this creative energy and really embracing that and not really paying too much mind to outside critic, right? Now, since Venus is the ruling planet of Taurus, again, love and connection are going to be heavily on the menu. Connecting on deeper levels or strengthening bonds, very sensual, sexual energy. So this season will be, you know, all about embracing and grounding that energy again and putting hard work in and seeing how much it will pay off, because we're also enjoying the journey of self-care and creating and showing love for thine ass, you know, and really getting into that. So we're going to be doing a lot of different creativity avenues, where there's going to be, whether, again, creativity could be you painting a picture, writing a song, making up a new dance, doing whatever the case may be. There's different avenues for this energy. So on that note, I hope you all have a beautiful Taurus season. And you know, I'm sending lots of love, blessings on blessings, and blessings in the motherfucking lessons. Until then, I will see you on Tarot Tuesday. Just a little update, we do have a new deck that we're going to be incorporating on Tuesday, so this should be exciting. So I will see you on the next one. Enjoy your beautiful weekend. Remember, stay kind, rewind, and I'll see your ass next time.